From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo and Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos witness signing of 4 bilateral memorandum of understanding. T20 urges G20 leaders to pursue inclusive economic recovery. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo and Philippine President Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos witnessed the inking of 4 memorandum of understanding on bilateral cooperation in various sectors. As reported by Antara, President Joko Widodo stated during a joint press conference with President Marcos at the Bogor Presidential Palace, Bogor City, West Java on Monday that he invites the Philippines to keep developing trade potentials of both countries as well as connectivity in border areas. During the joint press conference in the Lotus Room of the Palace, the 4 memorandum of understanding were shown by related officials from respective countries. One of the documents agreed upon was the plan of actions for bilateral cooperation of Indonesia and the Philippines in 2022 until 2027. Lead co-chair of Think20 or T20 Indonesia, Bambang Brojonegoro, during the plenary session of the T20 summit on Monday, urged G20 leaders to push for an inclusive global economic recovery. As reported by Antara on Monday, T20 is a cooperation forum for think tanks and researchers across G20 member countries. Group 20 or G20 is a multilateral cooperation group that comprises 19 countries and the European Union. Stronger and more inclusive global economic recovery from the impacts of COVID-19 is one of the policy recommendations of the Indonesian T20 presidency's communique. In addition, the Indonesian T20 presidency is pushing G20 leaders to carry out collective efforts to restructure global health architecture, utilize digital transformation, expedite sustainable energy transition, and develop better cross-border cooperation. State-owned pharmaceutical firm PT Bio Farma is preparing several schemes for importing 3 vaccines against monkeypox as part of an early handling effort against the virus. The first stage that can be done through the special access scheme is the procurement of vaccines. Of course, PT Bio Farma has established communication with several vaccine manufacturers. However, PT Bio Farma is still waiting for direction from the Ministry of Health. This was pointed out by President Director of PT Bio Farma, Honesty Bashir, on Monday, as quoted by Antara. The three monkeypox vaccines include the Imvamune vaccine produced by Bavarian Nordic Denmark. The Ministry of Health has imported a total of 2,000 doses of the vaccine. Chairperson of Financial Service Authority, or OJK, Mahendra Siregar, is buoyant about Indonesia's economy still clocking strong growth of above 5% in 2022 despite the rise in fuel prices that will affect inflation. As reported by Antara, he noted through a press statement on Monday that, in fact, the rise in fuel prices serves as a signal that the improvement to meet the demand in Indonesia can be handled by an increase in investment. According to Siregar, it can also respond to production and supply from various goods and services required by the people. With this, he expects that banks and all financing institutions can respond by distributing intermediary functions to sectors that require financing or credit to improve their production and conduct investment. Let's move to the international news. Russia has raked in a whopping $158 billion in energy export in the 6 months following its invasion of Ukraine, with the European Union accounting for more than half. The Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air called for more effective sanctions against Moscow after the invasion sent oil, gas, and coal prices soaring. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the Finland-based organization stated that surging fossil fuel prices meant that Russia's current revenue is far above previous year's level, despite the reductions in this year's export volumes. Natural gas prices have recently soared to record levels in Europe as Russia chokes off supplies. Crude oil prices also jumped following the invasion, although they have since pulled back. Singapore's first integrated construction park, located at Jurong Port, will be operational from December 2022. It will bring together key supply chain players in the construction industry, making it easier for them to collaborate as well as share resources and facilities. These include storage yard and ready-mixed concrete batching plants. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Minister for National Development Desmond Lee on Tuesday that the Integrated Construction Park is one of several initiatives that form part of new industry transformation map. Speaking at the opening of the International Built Environment Week, Mr. Lee said that bringing the construction facilities together will lead to greater efficiencies when producing construction components. For example, raw materials like cement, sand, and granite can be transported using conveyor systems instead of lorries. Pakistan authorities are struggling to contain their biggest lake from bursting its banks after a last-ditch attempt to drain it failed. Water levels in Manchar Lake in the southeastern Sindh province had risen to dangerously high levels after days of record monsoon rains. As reported by BBC.com, the attempt to breach it displaced up 100,000 people from their homes. But on Monday, the province's Minister for Irrigation told Reuters the water level of the lake had not come down. Pakistan's National Disaster Management Agency stated that Sindh province produces half of the country's food supply, exacerbating fears that many will face serious food shortages in the country already struggling with an economic crisis. Floods in Pakistan have affected some 33 million people and killed at least 1,314, including 458 children. Well, listener, that was the newsline read by Ahmad Faisal.
The Indonesian government has decided to reduce subsidies for fuels which have an impact on fuel price hikes. President Joko Widodo announced this on Saturday along with a number of ministers including the Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Arifin Tasrif and Minister of Social Affairs Tri Risma Hari Ini. The president said the fuel subsidy would be diverted for more targeted assistance on that occasion. President Joko Widodo explained, the budget for subsidies and compensation for fuels in 2022 increased 3 times from about $10 billion to about $33 billion and will continue to increase. The increase in fuel prices is actually a global phenomenon today. Many countries have already increased their fuel prices. In any country, including Indonesia, the increase in fuel prices will definitely burden people's lives. This is because the increase in energy cost will affect the prices of other goods and services, especially the basic goods. Thereby, the Indonesian government has increased the budget for social assistance to help the underprivileged in order to survive. Part of the budget for fuel subsidies is now being diverted to the social assistance budget. On the same occasion, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani explained, the social assistance budget was given additional 24.1 trillion rupiah or around $1 billion. The policy is intended to suppress the increase in the number of poor people, which is also pursued through other programs. Fuel prices have now been increased. People are just waiting for the increase in transportation costs, which will also bring about an impact on the increase in the price of other goods. The government is therefore expected to focus on ways to distribute social assistance so that it is right on the target. It should also be remembered that the community's economy has not fully recovered from the impact of the COVID-19. While the Russian-Ukrainian war that affects the world food supply chain is not yet clear when it will end, hopefully the Indonesian people can survive and get out of this difficulty.
Thank you. We begin with September 6, 1968, when Eswatini gains independence. Eswatini, formerly Swaziland, was a small country in southern Africa without coast. Before, Eswatini was a British protectorate. Later on September 6, 1968, the British gave independence to Eswatini. The country becomes a sovereign country. Next, on September 6, 1996, Mandar Talaut bird was discovered. The Mandar Talaut or Talaut trail birds is only found in Karakelang Island, Talaut Island Regency, North Sulawesi. Researchers found the Talaut trail bird is a new species. In a bird science journal, Forked Tail, the bird was scientifically named Gymnocrax talaudiensis. We end today in history on September 6, 2000, when General Aha Nasution passed away. General Retirement Abdul Haris Nasution died in Jakarta on September 6, 2000. The man born in 1918 was a national hero and an army figure who was kidnapped in the 30th September movement Indonesian Communist Party incident. He survived the kidnapping, but he lost his daughter Ade Irma Suryadi Nasution and his aide Lieutenant Pierre Tendean.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让整确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
cinta takkan bisa pergi.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Communication and Informatics, Johnny J. Plate, said that the Digital Innovation Network, or DIN G20, is one of the bridges to raise the class of startups in Indonesia in presenting technology-based solutions and digitization. The G20 DIN is part of the Digital Economy Working Group of the G20 Indonesia Presidency. As quoted from Antara, Minister Johnny J. Plate in his press conference in Nusa Dua, Bali Saturday said that the DIN G20 is also useful in bringing together creative ideas for Indonesian startups with ventures capitalists. Indonesia hopes to develop and can advance to higher class. The Indonesian government hopes that there will also be new unicorns. According to Minister Johnny J. Plate, the DIN G20 is one of the Indonesian government's supports for the growth of startups that are expected to be able to encourage the digital economy in Indonesia. The DIN G20 in general is a forum for the digital economy industry ecosystem consisting of startups, ventures capitalists, and policymakers to exchange ideas, knowledge, and become a space to build network in a bid to expand business in responding to global challenges. At the DIN G20, Indonesia sent 5 startups representative from 5 sectors. There are Cakap from the education technology sector, Communal from the financial inclusivity sector, Nusantix from the health sector, Sinbad from the supply chain sector, and Surya from the green energy and renewable energy sector. The 5 sectors were chosen to follow the focus of discussions at the G20 Indonesia presidency with the theme Recover Together, Recover Stronger. The startup companies representative were chosen to represent Indonesia because they have met the criteria for securing the A-series funding with a company valuation of around $415 to $20 million. Minister Johnny J. Plate also revealed that other supports for the growth of startups in Indonesia will also continue to be carried out by strengthening and adding telecommunication and digital infrastructure. Then, there is also training for digital talents in the development of good governance and regulation. Minister Johnny J. Plate believes that even though there are currently many startups in Indonesia, with collaboration and sharing of complementary innovation in the future, startups will be able to survive and increase the growth of the digital economy in Indonesia. He perceived that like business in every country, competition is something already available. So, when facing competition, Indonesia needs to build strength with national collaboration and solidity.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listeners. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we take you to enjoy the beauty of the topography of the bordering mountains directly with the beach brings Tepus Tourism Village in Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta. It is included in the top 50 best tourism villages in the Indonesia Tourism Village Award or ADWI 2022. Tourism Village Award Indonesia is an event for giving awards to tourism villages that have achievements with the assessment criteria from the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno during the 15th visit ADWI 2022 Best Tourism Village in Tepus Tourism Village Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta last August 31st declared Tepus Tourism Village presents a complete tourist destination by combining natural tourism and cultural tourism, supported by adequate facilities. He hopes that this tourism village can become one of the world's best tourism village. The Tepus Tourism Village is 70 kilometers from the city of Yogyakarta and can be reached by land transportation in about 1.5 hours. South beach waves lapping with white sand along the beach make tourists feel at home in the village known as Dewi Kampus or Madani Tepus Sub-District Tourism Village. Tepus Village itself has 12 beaches that can be visited. 6 of them are nicknamed Virgin Beach because they are still quiet and unknown. To visit this beach, you are only charged a retribution fee of 10,000 rupiah or 67 cents US dollars. Besides the potential for nature-based tourism, Tepus Tourism Village also has the other attractions. These include arts and culture that are continuously preserved, from Jatilan art, Ketoprak art, Karawitan, Rasulan, Bersih Telaga, Kenduri, Sandewa, Nglenggani Pari, Posgawar, to Larungan. Tepus Tourism Village has complete facilities including parking area, meeting hall, public bathroom, prayer room, food court, Wi-Fi area, and homestay. For homestay, there are several options costing between 150,000 rupiah or 10 US dollars to 250,000 rupiah or about 16 US dollars. You can enjoy tourist attractions like an artificial tourist attraction that educates visitors about various souvenirs from silver metal, see the process of batik and make your own batik by paying a minimum of 75,000 rupiah or 5 US dollars. Get on jeep with prices starting from 300,000 rupiah or about 20 US dollars and gala dinner with starting prices 45,000 rupiah or 3 US dollars. In Tepus Tourism Village, you can also learn Karawitan or learn cassava processed food. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Berkata apa, sial kau ratu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expression and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Hari Terakhir di Jakarta. Hari Terakhir di Jakarta, which means last day in Jakarta. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation related to today's topic entitled Saya Sedang Makan Kerak Telur. Saya sedang makan kerak telur, which means I'm eating kerak telur. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Sari, Dev's friend who lives in Yogyakarta. Dev tells Sari what he is doing over the phone. Let's listen to their conversation.
Kamu sedang apa, Dev?
Saya sedang makan kerak telur.
After listening to the conversation, I will give you some vocabulary related to today's material. Saya sedang makan kerak telur. Saya sedang makan kerak telur, which means I'm eating kerak telur. I will say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Makan, makan, which means eat. Kerak telur. Kerak telur, which means kerak telur. Saya sedang makan kerak telur. Saya sedang makan kerak telur, which means I'm eating kerak telur. In the conversation, you heard the phrase "Saya sedang makan kerak telur." Saya sedang makan kerak telur, which means I'm eating kerak telur. In that sentence, the word sedang, sedang, which means while doing something, in this case to indicate present continuous tense. The word sedang, sedang, is used to convey an activity that is being carried out or happening. You can use the word sedang, sedang, followed by a word or expression that indicates an activity, for example, sedang makan kerak telur. Sedang makan kerak telur, which means in the process of eating kerak telur. Other examples. To convey an activity that has been carried out or has occurred, you can use the adverb aspect telah or sudah. Telah, telah, or sudah, sudah, which means more or less, already or have been done. In the Indonesian grammar, there is no tenses or changing the form of verb according to situation. Telah or sudah usually is to indicate that an activity has been done. Can be present perfect tense or past tense. Let's listen to other examples to convey an activity that has been done or has occurred. Sudah. Sudah, which means already. Saya sudah makan. Saya sudah makan, which means I have eaten. Telah, telah, which means have done something. Saya telah mengunjungi Monas. Saya telah mengunjungi Monas, which means I have visited Monas. So, sudah and telah have the same meaning. It can be present perfect tense, it can be past tense. Kerak telur is a typical Jakartan dish made from glutinous rice and eggs. It consists of layers of glutinous rice and eggs that are fried without oil until they are dry and slightly burnt. Kerak telur has a savory, salty, sweet, and spicy taste. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Kamu sedang apa, Dev?
Saya sedang makan kerak telur.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Hari Terakhir di Jakarta. Hari Terakhir di Jakarta, which means last day in Jakarta, and a conversation entitled Saya Sedang Makan Kerak Telur. Saya sedang makan kerak telur, which means I'm eating kerak telur. Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Seketika
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Tanjung Pinang Kampung Kita by Samudra Ensemble. The song was composed by Adi Lingkepin. Just like the title, this song describes the city of Tanjung Pinang, the capital of the Riau Islands province in Sumatra Island. In the lyrics of the song, it is said that the city of Tanjung Pinang is the city of Gurindam and a bright city. Hopefully, it can always be in peace and harmony. Alright, listener, here is the Malay song Tanjung Pinang Kampung Kita by Samudra Ensemble. Enjoy the song!
Namun
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @VoiIndonesia, email voi@voinews.id.